This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
On one day, Prophet Sulaiman noticed an absentee from his gathering. The Hudhud, or in English, the Hoopoo Bird. Allah Almighty, he said, فَمَكَثَ غَيْرَ بَعِيدٍ فَقَالَ أَحَطُّ بِمَا لَمْ تُحِطُ بِهِ وَجِئْتُكَ مِنْ سَبَئٍ بِنَبَئٍ يَقِينٍ. Allah said, the Hoopoo Bird didn't stay for long. It wasn't absent for long. And then it arrived and it said to Sulaiman, I have knowledge about something that you don't have knowledge about. And I have come to you from Saba, Sheba, Yemen, with certain news. Oh bird, what did you see? إِنِّي وَجَدْتُ مْرَأَةً تَمْلِكُهُمْ وَأُوْتِيَتْ مِنْ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ وَلَهَا عَرْشٌ عَظِيمٌ وجدتها وقومها يسجدون للشمس من دون الله وزين لهم الشيطان أعمالهم فصدهم عن السبيل فهم لا يهتدون. The bird, it said, I found a woman who was ruling them, and she was given something from all things, and she has a huge throne. I saw the bird said, I saw her and her people prostrating to the sun instead of Allah. And Shaytan had made their deeds pleasing to them, and he had turned them away from his way, and so they are not guided. The bird is complaining that this community was prostrating to other than Allah Jalla Jalaluh. Upon hearing this, Prophet Sulaiman would immediately take steps to guide them to Islam, steps which would eventually result in the guidance of this queen and her entire sun worshipping community. All because of what? All of which stemmed from the proactive role which a single bird played.